This is Al Simpson. George Bush is lining up his first team and setting the tone for what I believe will be an all-star administration. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. George Bush is already showing us that he will be a steady president who knows darn good talent when he sees it, and he is showing a desire to reach out to all Americans in building his early presidency. Yes, Ted, that was George Bush meeting with the representatives of various environmental groups. He reached out swiftly and surely to meet with the new Senate Majority Leader, George Mitchell. Jesse Jackson has met with our fine president-elect. And George continues to name some extraordinarily capable persons to his inner circle team. John Sununu of New Hampshire as his chief of staff, Jim Baker at State, Nick Brady at Treasury, Dick Thornburg at Department of Justice, Laurel Cavazos at Education. Each day we shall see that George Bush wants to work closely with Congress and without confrontation.
I agree with that, Al. We're certainly seeing the kinder, gentler side of George Bush. He's reached out to all his old opponents. He's even smoked the peace pipe with Bob Dole. And he laid the groundwork for progress in U.S.-Soviet relations in his session with Gorbachev the other day. At the same time, Al, these days don't require a lot of heavy lifting. That will come soon enough, after Inauguration Day, when President-elect Bush drops the elect from his title and takes up the responsibilities of the Oval Office. If there's any cloud on the horizon, it's the budget deficit. We read George Bush's lips in the campaign, but virtually all economists say at least some additional revenues are needed if a deficit reduction plan is to be creditable. It's President Bush's first big test, Al, and how he handles it will tell a lot about the future of his administration. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's latest assault on Social Security. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.